Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Princeton winner Trenton Salango. Then we'll speak with Laura Hink about how she handles social media for her family's race teams. Then we'll have a conversation with Hickory winner Kyle Barnes. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start Sumter, South Carolina. Andrew Stone, a winner there. Coltrane Palmer parked at a victory lane at Possum Kingdom. Travelers Rest to Donnie Atkins. Dustin Mitchell, a big win at Lakeview. And Lawrence County goes to Jasper Brown. Jimmy Thomas, the checkers at East Alabama Motor Speedway. Auburndale in Florida to Carter Brown. Landon Huffman wins at Wake County in North Carolina. Bowman Gray Stadium, Tim Brown, the race win. Brandon Ward, the mod championship. At Caraway, Mayfield and Hendrickson win the Grand National Series runs, while Carter McMurray gets the mod win. Mike Huey victorious at Gastonia, East Lincoln the Logan Sparks, the Blue Ridge Outlaw late models were at Harris, Dale Timms a winner there, Dustin Rumley victorious at Ace, South Boston, Virginia to Corey Dunn, Sammy Gaeta wins Langley, Natural Bridge goes to Ronnie Martin Jr., William Blankenship wins at Golden Mountain in Tennessee, and at Newport, the late model split, Tyler Worley and Lance Gatlin. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, second-generation racer Trenton Salango, the winner at Princeton Speedway in West Virginia. Hey, Trenton, welcome to the show. First off, am I correct? I don't remember whether your dad is second. Did your grandpa or anybody before him race? Are you second generation or third?
Yeah, I'm a third-generation racer. My Papa Carmen, he started out in street stock, which is the car I got now, and built off from there. He got my dad into racing. So,
wow,
you know, we kind of built it from there.
Do you drive, your dad's a, heck of a wheelman in late models. Yeah. Have you seen any videos of, your grandfather? Are you driving like him or driving more like dad does?
I'd say I got a little bit of both from both of them. Definitely got the work and the learning from my dad, and I got one from my Papa Carmen.
Wow, well, that is a cool combination. Trenton Salango, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Last year's track champion in his first season running in the street stock division all year at Beckley Motor Speedway, and then goes to Princeton for his first win ever down there at the Southern West Virginia track, Princeton, last weekend. What was it like, overcoming yet another track to get the victory? How much of a learning process did it take adjusting from Beckley and now getting this victory at Princeton?
It's a little easier when you got somebody telling you how to race a track because they've done it for so long. And that was really why I probably won, was that, and, just going out there and paying attention to what they're saying. Princeton's a lot smoother and a lot more of a momentum carrying track, so you just got to keep that in your mind.
Trenton Salango, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Princeton winner, Beckley Motor Speedway track champion. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, having a guy like your father, I saw a really cool picture of him chatting with you at Princeton in one of the corners and such. How is it now that, you're a track champion, now you're winning at other tracks? Are you starting to get to say, I get that, Dad, but I want to do it this way, or is that still coming?
Me and my dad, we, before and after each race, we always talk about, what we can do to be fast, and then, after the race, we always, watch footage or talk about something that we could work on or something we could do to the car even.
Wow. Well, it's great to have a guy like your dad, TJ Salango, many time late model winner all across the eastern part of the country, especially in his home state of West Virginia. We're chatting with his son, Trenton Salango, who just won his first time ever at Princeton Speedway after being the track champion last season at Beckley Motor Speedway. And the Salango family's got your sister as the majorette captain, Taylor Salango. Is it more competitive between you and her? Or, you know, when dad is racing on the same track as you, is it you two trying to outdo one in the street stock class and the late model class? Where's the rivalry over the dinner table, if you will, even more heated?
Oh, I'd definitely say racing is a lot more heated. You know, me and my dad, we're always picking on each other. You know, there's fun. There's a lot of fun in racing. And, you know, we always pick on each other.
Well, you and dad got those wrenches. They're only a few inches long. Taylor, as a majorette, has got that big old long baton. She's probably pretty good at throwing it a ways, isn't she?
Yeah.
Taylor Salango, the sister of our guest, Trenton Salango, on the profabrication.com hotline. Trenton just won his first ever time in victory lane at Princeton after winning, I think it was five races last year and the track championship. Which one of those events last year do you think really put you over the top? Of those five wins, which one was your favorite?
I'd say my first ever win. I mean, we went out there thinking, you know, you was just going to run third or fourth. Man, it was a whole different story on the first win. I'll always remember that one. It's probably my favorite one.
Trenton Salango, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Appreciate you taking the time to do it. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh-off-the-grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline from TKH Motorsports, Laura Hink, who does and handles not only their social media, but being the mom of the team for her son, Levi, and her extended sons, Cameron Key, and you may have heard of Brady Bacon out there. Hey, Laura, welcome to the show. First off, congrats on all the success that it seems like all three of them have been having throughout the year, different levels and such. How long has this team been together, and what's the background of TKH Motorsports?
Wow. Well, thanks for having me on here. Well, TKH goes back quite some time. Our business card, like we say, says winning races for over five decades. Obviously, all three of those that you mentioned have a lot to do with that. Stems all the way back to what would be Levi's Grandpa John, raced back when they would take tires off of cars, you know. Then it went to Uncle Terry. Uncle Terry gave it up, I think, 2014, 15. Somewhere through there, we brought on Cameron and Brady, and Levi's grown up with it. So it's a good team to have.
Wow.
It is.
A family team in the first right, and we're chatting with Laura Hink from TKH Motorsports. We'll get to chatting with her about social media. That's what we want to learn from somebody who's really doing it in the right way. But I also wanted to bring in the John Hink Memorial from a few years back when Jade Avedisian won it. Is that Hink your Hink?
It is. It is. That would be the Grandpa John I mentioned.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, Jade's done really well for herself since then. And
she has.
What a massive victory back in 2020 for one of racing's rising stars, Jade Avedisian, after the John Hink Memorial. And we're chatting with Laura Hink on the profabrication.com hotline about her family's racing and momentarily about social media. But before we get to that, Profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So, Laura, I was bugging you about social media and want to chat about that. A lot of folks get, you know, I can only have, you know, maybe my old timey Facebook page and stuff, and I don't want to, you know, try anything else. What platforms are you on, and what are these audiences doing for you?
You know, well, I prefer Twitter. I feel that it's more quick to the point. I guess it's now called X, so my apologies. But it's quick to the point. I'm not a Facebook person. Maybe I'm too old for that. But I just feel like Facebook's got too much storyline, drama, virtually time-consuming. Like I said, the network for Twitter, it's just a lot of positive.
Wow. Definitely so, from what we have found at PRN at the track, and clearly the folks at TKH Motorsports. Laura Hink chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. There seems to be different audiences, whether it's, you know, Instagram or any of these others, X, Facebook. Are you finding that, you know, if you post on one, you tweak it a little for the language of the other and the content basis for the other?
Yes. Yeah, what, most definitely.
What do you look for, say, on X? I think folks, you know, out there know about X. They may have had an account, don't realize that, you know, the things that you've just said about it. What do you like to do when you create a post about the team on X?
Well, mainly just be positive on it. When you put out those positive posts, you're going to receive positive comments. Your followers are more people that you're wanting to be engaged with. And, you know, and they help get those, that positive information out there and to their friends and families, and just become my favorite platform of all of them.
It definitely can bring all that and so much more. Brady Bacon, Cameron Key, Levi Hink, and we're chatting with TKH Motorsports' Laura Hink about the social media styles and platforms and ways about doing things. You know, what positive attention has the X platform or any of the platforms brought to you and the crew?
You know, we just, you have a lot of people that follow you, and then they start to inquire, are you going to be racing here? You know, and they want to meet with you. They want to meet with, you know, obviously everyone wants to meet with Brady, but you know, they want to meet with Cameron. They want to meet with Levi. You know, some of them actually want to see who I am, you know, behind the scenes. But it is,
what's been a good surprise about social media in that, you know, those folks, has somebody brought you, you know, something that, you know, they made special for, oh, Levi, you need to have this before your race. Brady, hey, we made some bacon for you. You know, what are some of those instances along the way in doing the social media stuff?
They definitely look, the younger generation definitely tries to find Levi. Most of them wanting more of a signature or, you know, to get a picture with him.
How about sponsors? And we're chatting with Laura Hink from TKH Motorsports, Brady Baker, Cameron Key, her son, Levi Hink, all those racers, five different decades across so much of the racing world. But what does social do for the team sponsors?
Well, you know, obviously your sponsors, you know, are important for financial stability, and you need the same values as your sponsors. You represent your sponsors the same as they represent you. We've been fortunate to have Dahmer Powertrain on board, but in that you build your friendships and create families with your sponsors. I mean, we got Hummel with FK Indy. I mean, he's with us all the time when we can be. You know, you just become friends with all of them, and it's a good feeling. You got, you know, Ronks with it still are part of Chalkstick and Elite, but you still, you know, they're your family. They're your racing family.
And it gives them that word. We're chatting with Laura Hink from TKH Motorsports about social media. Where on social media platform, especially X, can we follow?
@ Hink Laura, or it might be Laura Hink. I'm not for sure which one it is through there.
Hink Laura.
Yeah, Hink Laura. There we go. Created it quite a while, so I don't remember. Yes, you can follow us on that.
Give Laura and the TKH Motorsports a X follow on Hink Laura, and it'll be a good time for you to investigate how a mom does it for her team in a great way. Laura, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute racing's rich history, and raise a drink to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race NASCAR Playoff Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 11th through the 13th. Get a weekend package and a camping spot and make it a weekend to remember. It's not just a night race, it's Bristol, baby.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a candidate turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Taggett. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. He won at Hickory Motor Speedway for the first time in his enormous career that he has had. Kyle Barnes. Hey, Kyle, welcome to the show. Welcome back. A win at Hickory. And that just, you know, hits different. How many tracks, before we even get into the Hickory thing, how many tracks over the course of things have you won at? Do you even know?
No, honestly, it's been a pretty great career. We've won out at Kingsport, Lonesome Pine, Motor Mile, South Boston. We even got a win at Wake County this year in their Charger class. It's been amazing. Dabbled into the dirt and got a win at Wythe this year.
Wow.
Kyle Barnes taking a victory at Hickory, taking one at Wake, and over on the high bank dirt at With Raceway. I'll bet Fred Brown was happy with that. But he is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I see your brother's doing good over there in the concrete jungle as well. Points leader, am I right about Tristan?
Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of a last-minute decision. I think we missed the first week, and Tristan just decided he wanted to just go have some fun back out at Kingsport. He really loves the facility, and I've been blessed enough to drive for Jamie Witt out there as well. So me and him have been racing against each other, and he's leading the point standings. We're running second, and we're just having a good time, having a lot of fun, and just trying to enjoy ourselves this season.
Well, Kyle Barnes having a heck of a season, not really landing anywhere too much, still over at the concrete jungle some, but you know, definitely getting around to other tracks and just picking up a win last weekend at Hickory Motor Speedway. And Kyle, how does winning at Hickory hit different? What was that feeling like there that, you know, people dream about winning at Hickory? What was it like to really get that first win there after winning at so many other joints?
Well, it was especially special for me because I've been going to Hickory Motor Speedway ever since I was 16 years old. We've always competed in the limited late model division, kind of dipped our toes into the truck stuff this year and really didn't have a whole lot of success with it. Just kind of got frustrated with some of the racing. And we decided, you know, over the summer, I was like, Tristan's planning to run this past weekend. I want to go try and run the limited again. And I've had 7 seconds and 3/3 there since I was 16 years old. So to be able to come through and get the win was huge. And, you know, probably the biggest win of the season right up there with Raceway and Wake County. We've had 6 wins this year, but, you know, out of all three, I really couldn't pick a specific one, but definitely Hickory probably edges just a little bit just because of how long we've been trying.
Wow, long trying and all the history of that great racetrack, as the others have great history as well, but certainly the national footprint that Hickory has. Hickory winner Kyle Barnes joining us in the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So what do you do to prepare for Hickory different this time? Do you wear the lucky underwear from With or Wake? You know, what do you think changed the outcome here? Just that one other spot. What was it?
Honestly, we really put our heads down these past couple weeks, and we kind of looked back at all of our notes from the past few years. And, you know yourself, Lenny, Hickory is a whole lot different than what we're used to in the limited late model scene up in Virginia. You know, they allow bump stops, you know, better built shocks. So we kind of have always went with what we run in Virginia. And I finally told the guys, I was like, let's try the bump stops. Let's get on these higher, better built shocks. And, you know, we just put our heads down, worked hard at it, and went down there with a good baseline set up to start the morning. And I think I sat in the car for 45 straight minutes and the guys just went after it. I couldn't even tell you how many runs we did in the morning, but you know, just time and time again, trying to improve and find that little extra step each time we went out.
Working hard and getting the rewards of it. Hickory Motor Speedway winner now, one of the many lines of a South Boston and Kingsport track champion. Kyle Barnes, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And man, that had to be something to, you know, head there to victory lane. Do you start thinking about Ned Jarrett and Ralph Earnhardt and Jack Ingram as you're, you know, tooling around to that place, and now you're going to be parked there on the front stretch where they did?
Anytime you even drive into the facility, you can definitely tell the history and just the mystique of the whole entire facility. I mean, Kevin Piercy is really – really kept the history in the facility, and it's so much fun to go down there. And you think about all the years past and all the series that have been there before, and the drivers and just everybody that's walked through those gates. So to finally be able to get that victory was definitely special. And especially we had a caution late, actually, right as I went under the checkered flag. Oh. There was a wreck between second and third. And luckily we had just went about a car length over the line to end the race, and we're able to secure the victory. So a little anxious there for probably about 30 seconds while they reviewed the video footage, but we were able to cross the line before the yellow came out and get the win.
Oh, he got there just in time, but it worked out after 7 different second place finishes over the years. Now a Hickory win to go with all the others. Kyle Barnes, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. But how about the overall Barnes team? Brother Tristan leading the points over in Tennessee. You're running this schedule that I don't even think the World of Outlaws could keep up with. You're going all these different places and winning and running strong. As an organization, what has come together that is making all this so good now?
We're just focusing on having fun, Lenny. I've ran so many different tracks over the years, and you know, between South Boston, Motor Mile, Kingsport, Lonesome Pine, you know, we got four track championships, one at each of those tracks. And this year, I just really wanted to focus, have some fun, and you know, I've been driving for a few different people this year, Jamie Witt primarily, and even dipping my toes into the dirt side of it as well. You know, for example, this weekend, the plans to go back to Kingsport Concrete Jungle on Friday night this week. And then we're going to be at Ararat on Saturday night for their big Labor Day Classics. So just kind of all over the place, enjoying ourselves and having a good time doing it.
Oh, both those tracks this weekend should be beautiful. Enjoy those drives out there with all the holiday folks. But getting to Ararat is something when you come up over this one rise and can see all those hills in the background. I think you will really like it. And Kyle Barnes liking being a Hickory Motor Speedway winner for the first time in his storied career. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Where can we follow you to keep up with all this journey?
Primarily on Facebook, but I also am on Twitter. Those are two really the only social medias I have. You guys can keep up with all our racing plans and everything through our Facebook channels. And I know, Lenny, you've been on me to get back on Twitter, so maybe we'll dip our toes back into that as well. So, you know, we'll definitely try and keep everybody in the loop. We'll be at Kingsport Speedway this Friday night, Ararat on Saturday, and then the following week our plan is to go back to Kingsport Speedway and then maybe even make a trip back to South Boston on that championship night, maybe even take a late model stock and see what we can do there.
Thanks for joining us, Kyle. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the Track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Labor Day weekend, get out and enjoy, be safe. And remember, there's racing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the Track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN. the Performance Racing Network.